So we're in Genesis chapter 39, and I want to read from verse 7, please. So turn with me to verse 7, and this is what the Word of God says. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife, that is Joseph's master's wife, cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie with her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled, and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. And he came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled, and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, 'The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out.' And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, 'After this manner did thy servant to me,' that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favour in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper." Amen. May God bless to us the reading of this word. This was a very difficult period in Joseph's life, and it reminds us that the Lord's people have very difficult periods in their lives. Even if a person seeks to honor God, and even when God is one with his little ones, yet there are difficult times in life, and we all have to face them, and we all have to encounter them. Joseph was still quite young at this time. He was perhaps 18 years of age, maybe 20. But he did not, for his years, forget God. He did not forget that he was one of God's people. And that reminds us, even when we are young, that faith is not just something for older people. Trusting the Lord Jesus Christ is a privilege for young people too. And when Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, even as a young man, he knew that it was wrong to betray the trust that had been placed in him by his master. He knew that it was wrong to commit adultery with Potiphar's wife when she asked him to lie with her. But most of all, he knew that sin is ultimately against God. Against God himself. Yes, he would be sinning against his master. Yes, he would be sinning against his master's wife. He would be sinning against his own soul. But he knew that sin was really against God. And that was something that he did not want to do. And so this is a lovely example of this relatively young person desiring to honour God in the things that he did. And there's something else that I want to point out to you here with respect to Joseph. And that is that even although Joseph did right, he still ended up in trouble. Now, our first thought in that situation might be, this is very unfair. If Joseph had rebelled against his master, if Joseph had agreed with his master's wife and did what she asked, then he would not have got into the trouble that he did. And that temptation came upon Joseph, and yet he chose to honour God and to do that which was right. And look what ended up happening. He ended up being in prison. And we might think that's very unfair. If Joseph stood for what was right, why did God not help him? Why did God not protect him? The lies that this woman told, this wicked woman told against Joseph, stuck. And Joseph spent the next, 10 years. At least 10 years, maybe more. He spent the next 10 years in prison, with at least some of that time, we're told, in iron chains so heavy that they cut into his feet. I wonder what he felt like in those long hours when he was chained to the floor or the wall of his cell, and all of the things that were happening around about him. Turn with me, if you've got your Bibles there, to Psalm 105, because I just want to show you something else about this time in Joseph's experience. There's a lovely psalm there, Psalm 105, and if we go down to verse 17, we can read there something about Joseph. And this is speaking about the Lord sending Joseph. We're told in verse 17 of Psalm 105, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came and the word of the Lord tried him. I wonder if we might not think to ourselves, here is the Holy Spirit helping us to understand what was going on in this period of Joseph's life. Here is the Holy Spirit, many, many years later, explaining why the Lord brought these troubles upon Joseph. Even although Joseph had done right, even although Joseph had honoured the Lord, even although he endeavoured to live faithfully to the Lord, yet these trials, these problems came upon him. And just before we speak about that, I want you to notice something important. I want you to think about this. There's a lesson here for us. If you think that something is strange in the Bible, or something is unfair, or even if something is wrong in the Bible, it is because you haven't understood it properly. It's because you haven't yet seen the whole picture. Neither you nor I can judge the Lord and his actions and his ways, because we have limited understanding, and the Lord knows what the outcomes of his will and actions will be. We don't know that. The famous poet and hymn writer William Cowper, he wrote, "God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain." So even if we think, wait a minute, that's not right. Joseph did what was right, he did what was good, and he still got into trouble. When we think, if Joseph did what was right, why did God not protect him? Here we find the reason why. Because Joseph was being tested by the Lord. His faith was being tested, and his faith was being proved. Joseph was being taught about God. And just as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob before him had been tested and tried in their various experiences of life, so the Lord was preparing Joseph for something very special. And he must learn to know and trust his Saviour. In prison? Yes. In chains? Yes. Before he could serve in Pharaoh's palace, he had to learn to serve him in that prison setting. Did you notice the little word that came to us in that Psalm 105? It said, "His word came, the word of the Lord." Now, I like to think that that was another one of these occasions, as when Abraham met the Lord Jesus. Remember, at Mamre, the Lord and two others came, and Abraham gave them a meal. Abraham met the Lord several times, and Jacob also, he wrestled with the Lord. So the Lord Jesus Christ came and literally spent time with these men, as it were, face to face in a human form. And I like to think that this was another example of this with Joseph, that Joseph met the Lord Jesus Christ in that dark prison. And that if Joseph had not been in the prison, then perhaps that meeting would not have taken place. Here is the living word, the essential word, the word that was God and was the word that was with God and was God. He came in person. The Lord Jesus Christ visited Joseph during that particularly difficult time in his life. So that even in the toughest times, the Lord will be close to his people. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, he said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And even in prison, the Lord blessed Joseph and made his jailer kind to him. We read there that the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Three times we're told in this chapter that the Lord was with Joseph. That's significant. The Lord repeats it so that we remember that even in the midst of difficult times, the Lord is with us and the Lord will show us mercy. Don't ever think that because of bad things happening in your life that the Lord has left you. If we are his, we might leave him, but he will never leave us. "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We said before that Joseph is in many ways a picture and type of the Lord Jesus. And like Joseph, the Lord's enemies bore false witness against him, and he was bound and he was imprisoned. And like Joseph, it was done to this end, for this reason, that he might save and deliver his people. You and I don't know what the Lord has in store for us in the days and the weeks, even the years ahead. But we trust the Lord that He will do good by us, both in body and in soul. And if times are hard and difficult for us now, it will not always be so. Even the bad things, the hard and the hurtful things of life, work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are loved by Him. And if now you don't understand how that can be, then remember this: God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain. Amen.